heard the birds of Australia talking amongst themselves. I think we think the birds of Australia are saying one thing when they're really saying something else. Hear the birds of Australia. They're looking at us when they call. Listen to the birds of Australia.
spent, days disappear, stretch the hour, lay like dawn on the wild, wild flowers. What has slipped beyond my reach reappears, light retreats, close down the circus, stick to the wings, meet an old friend. He was waiting, waiting. There is no that, there is no there. There's only this, only here. There is no you, there is no me. There's only us,
a band called Peach and Quiet. They're from Victoria, British Columbia, and we haven't played them in a while, so I thought I'd pull that out. That was called Song from a Tree. Excuse me. You think trees just whisper in the wind? No. No, they sing. Indeed they do. That was from an album they put out in 2023 called Song from a Tree is a song. Beautiful Thing was the name of the album. We had Jackie Kay in there. I've played her before. It's been a while, though. She's got a new single out called In the 1970s, all the way from Saskatoon. Jackie Kay in the 1970s. And The Burning Hell, all the way from Peterborough. Yeah, that was a lovely little ditty from them. I played another track that was a lot rockier. Yeah, let's just put it that way. Okay? No. Okay. I'm still trying to find it. But it's all right. It'll be here somewhere. And if not, it'll be there later when I look. Yeah, The Burning Hell. They're out of Peterborough, though. And... oh, they've got to be here somewhere. There it is, right at the top. I didn't look that far. That's from their album, Ghost Palace from the Burning Hell. I'd love to see these guys live. That'd be a lot of fun. And that's what we did in that set. I'm Hugh, reminding you that it was homecoming weekend last weekend. But it was also reading break. So apparently a lot of the parties that would normally go on during homecoming are going today, this weekend. So if you're in the Queen's University area later on today, just be aware there are drunken students that are running around. Well, that's a stereotype. but let's say a lot of partying people out there. So just be careful. All right. And there's a football game coming up, too. So that's the pregame starts at 12:45 right here. Game gets underway at 1 o'clock. Going to be fun. All right. This looks like an interesting set. I got some Paul Kelly. You haven't heard. Yeah, it's new. He's got a new album on the way. So I think it comes out in November. So we'll let you know as soon as that appears. We're going to play you a song called The Body Keeps the Score. And from my experience, absolutely true. Stuff you can get away with in your 20s. You cannot get away with in your 50s and 60s and so on. Because the body keeps the score. We also have, oh my goodness, Michael Naismith and the First National Band. You know him. He was a monkey. The one with the little furry hat? Yeah, Michael Naismith is going to be in doing a Vivaldi track. And we got, oh, there he is again. Some more Neil Young. Yay. It all comes your way on Folk Everything. If you want to get hold of me, suggest some stuff that you might want to hear or tell me that I shouldn't play that artist anymore. Good luck with that. Or you just want to say hi, or you've got a band and you want me to play your stuff, my email is folkeverything@cfrc.ca. And I would love to hear from you. Okay? Okay. Paul Kelly from Australia. The body keeps the score on Folk Everything.
I thought that I had said goodbye for good to everything I'd left behind in that old dark wood. Now I'm back in the shade. There's a stranger at my door with a bill I haven't paid. The body keeps the score. I thought I was clean away, but the body always keeps the score. Thought I'd stepped into a brighter day, but the body always keeps the score. Now I can hear that whispering blade of the knife in the nighttime kitchen drawer. I'm standing here so afraid. The body keeps the score. All my love, I'm so sorry. You've done nothing wrong. How could you tell? I hit it so well, even from myself. You know I'm a ticking time bomb. Tick, 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 tick in time long. I said to Satan, now get thee behind me. The Satan likes to take his time. Satan, he don't pay no mind to me. He changes shape into an end. A little in, borrowed down deep inside. Then I beat John's with blazing eyes and cried, surprise, your body's mine. I know the score. Tick, 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 tick in time bomb. Tick, 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 tick in time bomb.
sleeping in the drawer. The imp lies curled up in the cold. The body keeps the score.
Rain was in May when the rainmaker came to Kansas in the middle of a dusty day. The rainmaker said to the people, tell me what you are prepared to pay. The rainmaker said to the people, well, I'll conjure up a rain today. 90 degrees, in the trees where it's shady, 110 in there. Hot sun, heat from the street, burn the feet of the lake. See how they run. Call down the lightning by a mystical name. Then the rainmaker called on the thunder and suddenly began to rain. Then the rainmaker passed his hat to the people, but the people all turned away. And the rainmaker's eyes and the Kansas skies both became a dark. Under white sheets for the great unveiling.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School, Grade 4 class, and Stand Behind Wildlife Center.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures warm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly Off the Record.
Okay, in that last set, we had Paul Kelly starting us off. And yeah, that's new from him because he's got a new album about to be released. I can't wait. One of my two favorite artists to go and see or to listen to. Paul Kelly, Richard Thompson. Doesn't get any better than that. But that was Paul Kelly from Australia. He's a huge artist in Australia. But when he comes to play here, he plays little tiny places, which makes it just thrilling for so many people, particularly for expat Aussies who they see them in Australia in big stadiums. They come here and they're playing little tiny clubs, and yeah, they love that. Okay, we had Michael Naismith and the first national band with Rainmaker. That's a Valdi track from his very first album, if I recall correctly. And I think I do. Yeah. What was that? Rainmaker. Yeah. He was a monkey, was Michael, the late Michael Naismith. And yeah, that was wonderful. He did a really good job on Rainmaker. That's actually from his the complete Michael Naismith that came out in 1970. Neil Young for The Turnstiles from Decade. Long time ago. Yeah. He keeps putting out, like Joni Mitchell, he keeps putting out these archive boxes that they're a fortune, and they're for completists, basically. So take that as you like. All right. Let's see. Ooh, I've been waiting to play this one. Because I know this woman's material. She's in a band. And it just strikes me. In fact, struck me recently because they don't individually credit songs to individual people in the band. It's all credited to the pairs, okay? But I find, generally speaking, whoever's singing the song wrote it. So I've noticed that there's one set of songs that I seem to really enjoy because of their slightly off-centered narrative. And most of them are written by Hillary Watson. Yeah. She's the one who's not a twin, or at least doesn't have a twin in the band, right? She has a twin brother, but he's not in the band. So that's why they're called the Pairs, evidently. All right. So it's on my list. There it is. This is just a single. The album is coming. She sent this to me. Hillary, thank you so very much for sending me this. It's called Knowing Better from Hillary Watson of the Pairs. Just for you on Folk Everything on CFRC.
Over you, my dear, we'll mind everything till you've drifted over.
That's Georgia Harmer, who's coming to town, actually. That's 2 weeks from now, November the 8th, along with Sister Ray. They're all going to be at the Broom Factory on November the 8th. Oh, stop. I saw that coming. Okay. Yeah. Georgia Harmer. Going to be in town. Just some other folks you might want to check out while you're thinking about it. November 15th, Guy Davis is through. Akon and Ahmed Manica are in on November the 22nd. The Strombellas on the 23rd. And Garnet Rogers on December the 14th. All going to be great shows. Some other people to look forward. Ken Yates is coming with Emma Campbell at the Broom Factory on November the 7th. Then Asanabi on December 11th. Junkhouse is in on November the 22nd. Hoxley Workman on the 14th. Just some great people coming to the Broom Factory. Okay, that just about does it for me for another time. I want to thank you so much for spending some time with me this morning. And we're going to do it all again next week. So all I can say at this point is go Gales, because they're playing at 1 o'clock. And go Jays. Go Jays. I'm not a baseball fan particularly, but I do tend to watch around this time of year. And this year, I had no choice. It's Jays, for goodness sakes. Yeah, and there's a Mexico Formula One race on this weekend, tomorrow morning. And, yeah, just having a great time. So, I hope you guys have a great week. To take us away, we have Fred Neil, the late Fred Neil. This is a live version of Everybody's Talking on Folk Everything.
Everybody's talking at me. Don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping, staring. I don't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind. Sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of a northeast wind. Sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind.
Sarah Fazakerly from Mayflies Landing, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
You are listening to the only destination for local music, sports, and news, CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC. Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. The Grad Club proudly presents Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Up next, the Grad Club pregame show. Good afternoon, football fans, and welcome back to season 102 of Gale's Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is your Grad Club pregame show, so let me take a moment to thank our title sponsor for this season, longtime sponsors of what we do here at CFRC, our friends at the Grad Club. Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group, head to thegradclub.ca for more information. Thank you again to the Grad Club. Thank you to my tech manager, Chancellor Miracle, for helping me last week troubleshoot some issues. We are coming through loud and clear here today, and that's a great thing because we have got playoff football action live from the best stadium in Canada on Canada's favorite radio channel, CFRC, as your Queen's Gales are hosting the McMaster Marauders in an OUA quarterfinal clash. Let me tell you about the Gales, folks. If you weren't with us last week for homecoming, well, it was a bit of a tough day at the office for Queens, taking on a formidable Windsor Lancers squad in a battle for third place in the OUA. Back and forth contest all game long. Gales struggled with execution early, but put together some pretty outstanding offensive drives all the same against that tremendous Lancer defense. But ultimately, the difference maker in the game was the battle in the trenches. Windsor's massive interior offensive line was able to set the gaps needed to run effectively, especially up the gut with running back number 5, Wibe Mambo. Yes, Mambo number 5, I know. Delightful name, not delightful to watch, as he was pounding the Gales defenders all day long. And most consequentially, the much-vaunted Windsor Lancer defensive line got the better of this normally stout Queens unit, putting consistent pressure on quarterback Alex Vraken, hurrying, hitting, harassing, sacking, turning him over. Ultimately ended up as a 3-point loss for the Gales, with Brady Lidster kicking a field goal with less than 30 seconds to play, Queens losing 31-28. But there is a silver lining in every cloud, and I would say there were a couple silver linings coming out of last week's game. First and foremost, if the Gales had beaten the Lancers, they would have had to play them all over again here today, and that is not a team with how physically they play that you want to meet on back-to-back weeks. And perhaps most consequentially of all, he's back. Linebacker number 44, Justin Pace, the all-Canadian stud. His suspension has ended, and this will be his first game back in the lineup since their road victory over the Waterloo Warriors. This is a transformational addition to this Queens defense. They played well without him, thanks in no small part to Jacob Baldwin, who was outstanding last week. But getting the best inside linebacker in the country back on your defense, well, that's a difference maker. That's a game changer. Let me give you some of the top performers from last week's game against Windsor, some guys that we should definitely keep an eye on here today. Alex Vraken, probably his toughest game of the season, largely because he was not able to find that consistent rhythm with the kind of pass rush he was facing. Still threw for 220 yards, had a touchdown on the ground, one through the air, and an interception and a fumble. Number 29, Jared Kasari, was probably the most consistent offensive performer for the Gales last week. 12 carries, 98 yards, no fumbles, no touchdowns, but moving him comfortably into second place on the program's all-time rushing list. Over 3,200 rushing yards for his regular season career. But Jared Kasari
as you will know if you've listened to this program at this time of the year in the past, is a playoff performer. He broke out in the 2022 playoff run, and I think he's primed for a big day here at Richardson. Cedric Smith, number one slot receiver for the Gaels, had arguably the most spectacular play, not just of the week, but of the season, as he caught a ball in between five Lancers players, and I really don't know how to explain this other than he apparated away. It's like he was at the 50 and then just appeared in the end zone, somehow shaking off five tacklers on his way to his third touchdown on the season. Defensively, three names I want to highlight. Number 30, Jacob Baldwin. This kid is in his first year of eligibility, and he is playing like a man possessed. He tallied his first career interception last week, and he was a tackling machine. Speaking of tackling machines, Brandon Spence, number 33, that's who was playing in Justin Pace's stead over the last few weeks, and last week was arguably his best game. 11 total tackles for Spence. May not be in the quote-unquote starting lineup today, but I suspect we're going to see a lot of Brandon Spence throughout today's contest. And then Jared Seaway, maybe the best game of his Gaels career. Two deflections, including a touchdown-saving pass breakup and six tackles. Number 14, sixth-year player, hoping today is not his final stand at Richardson Stadium. Let's talk about the Gaels' opponents today. We have got the McMaster Marauders making their way into town today. And these two teams actually met originally back in Week 2. And I'll be honest with you, if after that game you had told me that McMaster was making the playoffs, I wouldn't have believed you. McMaster started about as bad as any team can start. A shocking loss to York, a beatdown at the hands of the Gaels. But they finished their season with three wins in their final four games, and they saved their season with a victory over Guelph back in Week 4. This is a team that has a new lease on life, and perhaps most consequentially, they have nothing to lose. Nobody expects them to walk away today with a victory. And teams like that are dangerous in these kinds of situations. McMaster has largely been getting it done through the air. Now, their normal starting quarterback, Luke Thalman, he is out of the lineup this week. You may recall Thalman in Week 2, good dual threat player, effective passing the ball, especially short and middle distances, but where he excelled was movement in the pocket, tucking it, and running for additional yards. Thalman is out, and has been out for the better part of the last 3 weeks. So backup quarterback number 3, Lucas Barisi, is in, and Barisi was at the helm of the McMaster Marauders last week in their 41-39 playoff-clinching victory against the Carleton Ravens. And he threw for big yards, folks, putting up 342 yards and three touchdowns. So this kid can sling it. On the ground, the Marauders were paced by veteran halfback number 25, Braden Kelly. And number 81, Everett Reed, was their top receiver, 163 yards and two touchdowns. Defensively, this team, like the Gaels, has a fantastic linebacker core led by number 4, Isaiah Shields, who tallied an interception last week. He was a tackling machine against the Gaels in Week 2. And their top pass rusher, number 17, Anthony Sostanovic, who you may recall had a strip sack against Alex Vraken in Week 2, generating McMaster's best scoring opportunity. So although this team, as all Steph Ptasik teams are, is known for slinging the rock, airing it out, they have got an underrated defense that has been the key to several of their victories, including that shocking 10-point win over the Guelph Griffins, a game that was aided by a 7-sack performance from this Marauder defense. So don't get comfortable, folks. McMaster, they are a great pass rush team, and like I said, they got nothing to lose. When their backs are up against the wall, well, they can accomplish pretty incredible things. The Gaels, meanwhile, they've got all the pressure on them. Not only are they playing back in front of their home fans again, they're coming off a loss to a team that they realistically probably should have beaten. And they have a lot of questions they need to answer about their viability as a top contender in the OUA. Now, we talked a bit about the history between these two teams in our Week 2 broadcast, but if you aren't familiar, These two teams oftentimes play one another very closely, very competitively. Over the last 17 games between these two teams, McMaster actually has 9 of those 17 wins. Queens picked up their first road win in Hamilton in, geez, the better part of 2 decades back in week 2. But the last time these two teams played here at Richardson Memorial Stadium, I'll give you 2 scores. 2022, it was a 14-10 victory for the Gales. And then last year, 2024, it was a 27-22 victory. So save that 38-4 beatdown we saw in week 2. These teams often play one another very closely. It tends to be a defensive stalemate of a game. Now today, I will say the conditions are beautiful here at Richardson Stadium. Very little sunlight. There is a slight breeze blowing towards the Queens scoreboard, so towards Lake Ontario today. May not have a huge impact on passing, but it will almost certainly impact the kicking game, and that's something that Queens got beat in last week. They lost largely because the Windsor Lancers were able to set up effective field goal tries and capitalize on those opportunities. Tyler Mullen is sitting at 54 regular season field goals, making him the second most effective kicker in team history, but the playoffs is where he tends to shine. Last year, he was 7-for-7 in the playoffs for the Gales. We'll see if number 42 can show us another big money performance here in the OUA quarterfinals. Across the province, there are 3 games being played today. Obviously, the one you're tuned into, McMaster versus Queens. Western hosts the Guelph Griffins in a 2-versus-7 matchup. And Ottawa is on the road to Windsor for a 6-and-3 matchup. We have got the 4-and-5 teams here today. Barring something catastrophic happening to Western or Windsor, Queens is almost certainly on the road next week, either in Laurier or in London. If Ottawa beats Windsor, Queens, should they win today, will travel to London to play the Mustangs. If the Griffins beat the Mustangs and the Lancers beat the Gigi's, Queens would actually travel down to Windsor and Guelph would head to Laurier. But if everything plays out as it looks like it should, at least ranking-wise, if 3, Windsor, beats 6, Ottawa, and 2, Western, beats 7, Guelph, and 4, Queens, beats 5, Mac, it would set up Laurier and Queens in a OUA semifinal rematch, and Western and Windsor in a 2023 semifinal rematch. It's a great time to be a football fan, folks. We are in the teeth of the playoff season. We are at the final phases of season 102 of CFRC's coverage of your Queens Gales, and we are at the end of our Grad Club pregame show. Thank you to our title sponsor, the Grad Club. The Grad Club is a beloved local institution and an integral part of the Kingston arts community. Grad Club, you know them, we love them. We hope you have frequented CFRC's favorite establishment. They are longtime supporters of what we do here, and we are longtime supporters of what they contribute to the Kingston community. As you have probably heard by now, the Gales are making their way to midfield. They are surrounded by the band, surrounded by their fans. They have had the benefit of home cooking for the better part of a month. But can they get it done here today and book their 5th consecutive trip to the OUA semifinals? There's everything to play for, everything to lose. So you can't afford to go anywhere, folks. We are going to play another word from our sponsors, the Grad Club. We're going to play a bit of music, and by the time you come back, you should be catching the final few moments of our national anthem. This is season 102 of Gales Game Day on CFRC. This is Jesse Bell on the call. And this is the most exciting 2.5 hours of sports broadcasting you'll find